Well, good morning, church.
教会弟兄姐妹早安。
My name is Charles, in case we have not met.
如果你还没有看过的话，我是 Pastor Charles.
And I'm curious, maybe you're here and you have never heard me preach.
也许你在这边从来没有听过我讲过道。
And I'm not trying to embarrass you, but if you could raise your hand.
我实在不是让你让觉得不好意思，但是如果你没有听过我讲道的话，请你举手。
If you've never heard me preach, just raise your hand.
有没有中间没有听过？中间有几位没有听过
？Great. Okay, there's a few of us.
有几位
？Well, I was thinking this morning, why do I like to preach at the 5C Church so much?
为什么我很喜欢来到这个教会来跟你们一起宣扬讲道
？And I came up with two reasons.
有两个原因。
The first reason is that the way your church is and the way I am, we fit together.
因为你们的教会是一个特别这样子，再加上我自己的个性，我们发现好像非常适合。
There's something about the 5C Church and maybe the Chinese culture that is very welcoming and humble.
非常这个教会呢，对我来讲好像是非常非常的谦卑，也非常欢迎我。
And it makes somebody like me feel very comfortable when I come here.
所以我每次来到这边的时候，我都觉得会非常的舒服。
And so I want to say thank you.
我在这边谢谢你。
Because it's hard being a speaker and not feel welcome.
常常有时候你到这个地方讲到，人家却并不是非常欢迎你。
And then the other reason I think I enjoy preaching here so much.
还有另外一个原因是我很喜欢来到这边。
I thought of this while we were singing the worship songs.
在我们今天一起在敬拜的时候。
And it's because you all believe in the Bible.
你们都相信圣经所说的话。
And you love Jesus.
你们爱耶稣。
And I believe in the Bible and I love Jesus.
我也爱圣经，我也爱耶稣。
And when I preach, I like to preach out of the Bible and use Scripture.
我很喜欢在圣经里面来用圣经的话语来讲道。
And again, I find that my way and the 5C Church were the same.
我发现我的方法跟这个教会呢是非常相似的。
And so it makes for a very natural occasion for me.
对我来讲，来到这边是非常的舒适。
Like you're my brothers and sisters.
因为你是我的兄弟姐妹。
Some of you may be like a mother and father to me.
也许有些人是像我的母亲或父亲。
And maybe I'm like a father to you if you're young.
也许说你年轻的话，也许我是你的父亲。
My sermon today is about change.
我今天的讲到的题目是改变。
The change that we have gone through already.
有的时候这个改变是过去已经发生的。
The change we're going through right now.
也许是正在发生的。
And the change that's coming.
也许可能是要将来要发生的。
And it's something that we all have in common is change.
在我们都有一个共同点就是改变。
And let's just be honest, change is hard.
我们知道改变是非常困难的。
There's a lot of things we go through in life.
但我们在生命里面要经过这些。
That are very difficult.
是非常困难的。
And what I hope we can do today.
我希望我们今天能够一起分享的。
Is think of those moments and those times as a change season.
可能在我们生命里面有经过这样一个改变的一个季节的时候。
This morning when we were singing one of the worship songs, we used the word Hosanna.
今天我们早上是在唱的一首诗歌讲到何塞纳。
And somebody told me a long time ago that the word Hosanna.
很久以前有人告诉我何塞纳这句话。
Is the most universal word in the world.
是在这个整个世界上是一个非常普遍用的一句话。
And you say Hosanna no matter what country you're in.
不管在哪个国家你讲到 Hosanna 的话。
And maybe you're like me, you've been to some different countries.
也许你到一些不同的国家。
And every time that word comes up,
每一次当这句话你听到这句话的时候
we all say it the same way.
我们都讲的话相
Hosanna,
一样 Hosanna.
No matter where we are.
不管你是用什么样的语言。
And I think that's like a little slice of heaven.
就好像我们可以感觉到尝试到天国的滋味。
When we get there, we'll all speak Mandarin.
当我们有天都到天国的时候我们都讲过中
文。And we'll communicate because obviously it's the best language.
我们都可以沟通因为这是一个最好的语言。
But whatever language we speak in heaven, we will understand each other.
不管我们将在天国要讲什么的语言我们都会彼此了解。
That's the great God that we serve.
这就是一个伟大的神我们来侍奉的。
Imagine it's dark.
去想一下，非常的黑暗。
But warm.
但是呢，很温暖。
And safe.
安全。
And you can hear your mother's heartbeat.
你可以听到你的母亲的心跳。
And that is all you've ever known.
这是你所有你世界上你只知道的一件事。
And you like where you're at.
你很喜欢那个感觉。
All your needs are met. And you're not afraid of anything. But then one day, things start to change. Your environment that you're in is changing. And before you know it, you're born into the world. And it's bright. And it's loud. And you don't understand it. And you'd like to go back inside of mom. But you can't. It's one way. And that's a tremendous change that we all have gone through. Congratulations.
恭喜你。
You have already gone through one of the biggest changes of your life. And you made it.
但是呢，你你达到了。
And we're here together.
但我们今天一起在这边。
Whoo! How do you translate that?
Whoo!
Sometimes we think that whatever we are experiencing will just continue.
有时候我们觉得我们所经历的事情会永远不停止下来。
And there's a word for that, and I have no idea how it's going to translate.
And 有一个话来形容，但是我真的不知道应该怎么样翻译。
It's called normalcy bias.
Okay, 是讲到是一个常态的一个偏差或偏见。Can we go to next slide?
This is normalcy bias.
And 这是讲到一个是在一个正常的环境里面的一个偏见跟偏差。
It's the belief that whatever's happening will always happen.
And 我们会相信说这些会发生事情就是会在这样一个情况发生。
And nothing will ever change.
永远不会改变。
That's what this fella thinks.
这个呢人就是这样想。
Are things going to change for him?
你觉得他对他来讲会改变吗？
Well, he better be ready.
他最好要预备好。
But I have looked back on sometimes in my life,
我常在过去看我自己的过去的生命。
And I'm the guy in the chair reading the paper.
我常常就是像那个人坐在那椅子里面在那边读报。
Thinking, what could go wrong? What could change?
对我来讲，有什么可能会发生的事情，不可能有任何的改变。
I'm fine, you're fine.
我很好，你也很好。
Let's just keep doing fine.
我们就继续这样下去。
But change is coming, just like that train is coming.
但是那改变会来，你就可以看到火车要开过来。
And for those of us that are older, we know that things do not stay the same. Change happens. And part of our job as a Christian is to be prepared. And I love that Jesus never calls us to do something without preparing us. He never says, hey, I want you to do this, but I'm not going to tell you how. And better than telling us how, he shows us how.
And 不但是他会要告诉我们，或者我们做，他也会教导我们怎么去做。
For example,
举例说,
if you're a young man here and you're not married,
and 如果你是还是一个单身的, 单身的青年还没有结婚的话,
maybe you asked a girl out on a date.
你希望也许找一个请一个女生跟她约会。
And she said no.
但她说 no.
That's rejection.
她拒绝你。
And rejection hurts.
拒绝你的是非常困难。
Jesus was rejected.
因为耶稣也被拒绝。
When we read the scriptures about his life,
我们看到在圣经上面讲他的生命。
We see that he was rejected by his own hometown of Nazareth.
他自己家乡拿撒勒人都拒绝他。
His own family rejected him. His brothers and sisters rejected him as the Messiah.
他的亲人，他的兄弟，他的弟弟跟他妹妹都拒绝他。
Until later in their life, but initially they did not believe him.
And 但一直到后面他们才改变了，但在前面时候他们都拒绝他。
The Samaritans also refused to host him.
And 甚至呢，他们的家的在家乡的人甚至不愿意去招待他。
So Jesus knows what it's like to be rejected.
所以耶稣知道被拒绝的感觉。
And what was his response to Nazareth?
他的反应是什么呢?
And to the Samaritans.
还是对撒玛利亚人。
And his response was,
他的反应是这样。
He kept on his journey and went about his way.
他继续往前走。
They didn't want him, but they knew, he knew who would want him.
And 他知道虽然他们拒绝了他，但他知道谁会接受他。
And sometimes we have to leave a relationship.
有时候我们可能需要去离开一个关系。
And move on.
And 继续往前走。
And God wants you to know that that's okay.
但是神要让你知道是可以的。
And he can also empathize with how hard that is.
他知道他对你有这样的一个情况是有非常大的怜悯。
Because that's a big change.
这是一个非常大的改变。
Another example of how Jesus shows us
另外一个例子
is how he responds to betrayal.
但是人家背叛他的时候他的反应。
Imagine spending 3 years with somebody.
你想想看，当你跟一个人接触了，一直跟随了三年。
And they betray you like the apostle Judas betrayed Christ.
我们就看到犹大就这样子的背叛他。
Have you ever been betrayed?
你有没有被背叛过？
It hurts.
非常痛苦。
And Jesus knows that.
耶稣知道。
And the way he showed us to respond to that.
但耶稣他看让我们给我们做一个榜样，我们怎么样来反应？
He washed Judas's feet.
他还为犹大洗脚。
He fed him a meal.
跟他一起同享吃饭。
He prayed for him.
他为他祷告。
And then he sent Judas on his way to do what he was going to do.
他跟犹大说：“你去做你要该做的事。”
He didn't fight against Judas.
他并没有跟他争战。
He didn't complain and moan and groan.
他并没有抱怨。
He sent him on his way.
他让他做他该做的事。
And sometimes in our life,
在我们的生命里面。
There's a person or a situation that we just need to send on its way.
有的时候在我们的生命里或一件事情呢，我们可能就是要让它走。
And that's hard.
非常的困难。
Because change is hard.
因为改变是非常困难的。
Another example of how he showed us how to respond.
另外一个举一个例子。
Is suffering.
是在我们受苦难。
Physical suffering.
在我们的身体里面
emotional suffering
在心理上的
spiritual suffering
在灵里面的
He showed us how to respond to that
他得教导我们怎么样去反应
He could have come off the cross
他可以从十字架上下来
He could have called 10,000 angels to rescue him
他可以叫十万的天使来拯救他
He endured it
但是呢忍受下来
He told me in so many words
他在跟我讲话说很多的话
If I can go through that
如果我能够从在钉十字架
You can go through whatever's going on in your body.
在你的生命里面你也可以
And he never says it's going to be easy or pleasant.
他从来没有讲说这个是容易的
He knows it's hard.
他知道是非常困难
It's so hard he sweat blood.
是这么样的困难他甚至他的汗像血滴下来
I've never suffered like that.
我从来没有像他忍受这样
And I hope I never do.
我也希望我将来永远不会有
But when I do suffer, I try to remember this.
但是如果当我在苦痛里面的时候，我希望能记住这件事情。
And look at the example he gave us.
看看他给我们的榜样。
So after the cross,
在经过十字架以后
，he continued on his mission.
他继续他这一生中的任务。
And sometimes we don't feel good.
有的时候我们不觉得很好。
Sometimes there's something wrong.
有的时候我们知道有些问题。
Physically, emotionally, spiritually.
不管就是身心灵各方面。
But God calls us to remain faithful.
但是神呼召我们要好好的有信心。
Faithful to His word.
要有忠心对他话语有忠心。
Faithful to His will.
对忠心对他的意愿。
Go back to the time when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane.
当他在克西马尼园的时候。
And he knew the cross was coming. It was hours away.
只是在几个钟头以后，他就要钉死在十字架。
And he said to the Father.
他对天父说
，Not my will, but yours be done.
不要用我的意愿，是跟从你的意愿。
And so I am learning.
我也在这样学习。
At the young age of 60.
在年轻的六十岁。
That's young.
是非常年轻的。
That it's not my will, it's God's will.
不是我的旨意，而是神的旨意。
And it's all going to be worth it.
但真的是值得的。
I promise.
我真的应许你这样。
Jesus also prayed for forgiveness for his enemies.
And 耶稣同样为他祷告，就是要赦免你的敌人。
Even while he was on the cross.
甚至他在十字架上的时候。
He is showing us an example.
他是给我们看一个他自己做的一个榜样。
Of how we are called to live our life as Christians.
我们是怎么样被呼召做一个基督徒。
And even though we're in pain and we're suffering.
因为甚至我们在痛苦或在患难里面。
We're still called to pray for our enemies.
但是我们同样为我们的敌人祷告。
Which is hard to think sometimes.
对我们来讲，这是一个非常难的接受的一个事实。
Because when it comes to our enemies, we just want to take care of them.
当我们想我们敌人，甚至我们就想把他们毁灭掉。
But that's not the example he gives us.
但这不是神要我们做的。
King David says this in Psalm 30.
在大卫在诗篇三十篇这样讲。
Should I read the whole thing first and then you?
Sure.
Okay. When I felt secure, I said, I will never be shaken. Lord, when you favored me, you made my royal mountain stand firm. But when you hid your face, I was dismayed.
Which verse is it?
6-7.
Okay. So, 诗篇第三十篇6到7节。至于我，我凡事平顺，便说我永不动摇。耶和华，你曾施恩，叫我的江山稳固。你掩了面，我就惊惶。
I'm going to rephrase that in modern terms.
我用现代的语言的话，再把它重讲一次。
What King David was saying?
大卫王是怎么说呢？
When everything's good and I look good and feel good.
当我们在所有事情上都觉得非常顺利，我也觉得很好的时候。
I don't really need you, God.
我不需要你。
But when trouble comes,
当我有危险的时候，
when suffering comes,
当有受苦的时候，
I'm going to hit my knees.
我这个时候我就会跪在地上祷告。
And say whatever you want.
去祷告神想要听的话。
And often when we struggle, God allows us to go through a struggle.
当我们有时候在这些挣扎的时候，神允许的。
Isn't it great that Scripture calls it the valley of the shadow of death?
有的时候是在讲说在这个深渊里面的一个非常幽暗的一个地方。
It's just a shadow.
但是只是一个阴暗的一个地方。
It can't really hurt us.
但不会让我们遭受到一些痛苦。
Has a shadow ever hurt you?
你有想这阴影会让你会让你失脚吗？
But sometimes you have to pass through a shadow.
但是有时候你需要经过这些阴暗的地方。
It's temporary.
只是暂时的。
It will pass.
你会走过的。
So will our suffering.
同样是我们所受的痛苦。
So will our pain.
同样是我们的苦痛。
And our betrayal.
但是我们被背叛。
It will pass.
会经历过。
That is a good thing.
这是真的是非常好的事情。
Let's talk about some of the big changes in our lives.
我们来谈一下，在我们生命里面会有哪些很大的一些改变。
Because my hope today is that we all feel like we're part of this sermon.
我希望今天我们每一个人在听到这讲道的时候，我们都能够一起来经历这些事情。
Think about what a big change it was when you went out and got your first job.
再想想最大的一个改变，当你得到你第一个工作的时候。
You're probably not still in that first job.
你现在可能已经不在第一个工作里面。
That was a big change in your life.
这是在，可是在那个时候是一个非常大的改变。
Some of us worked fast food.
我们那个时候甚至在一些像素食餐馆做事。
Or wherever it was, we're glad we're not there anymore.
但是我们很高兴我们不再继续在那个环境里做事。
You remember when you graduated from high school?
那你记不记得你从高中的时候毕业？
That was a big deal.
那个时候是非常大的一件事。
That was a big change.
那是一个很大的一个改变。
It was a good change.
但是一个好的改变。
So some changes are good.
有的改变是好的。
And other changes are not.
有些改变不好。
Graduation from college. That's a big deal.
从大学要毕业。
That's a good thing.
是一个很棒的事情。
Now you can go out and you can start your career.
你可以开始要去有你的职业的生活。
And then you get a promotion at work.
And 有时候你会被升官。
And maybe you've lost your job.
但是有时候你失掉你的工作。
All change.
这都是一些很大的改变。
Some good, some bad.
有的是好的，有些是不好的。
All hard.
非常难的。
Do you remember when you got married?
你记不记得你当结婚的时候？
That's a big change.
这是一个很大的改变。
Maybe you had children.
甚至你有孩子。
Maybe you got divorced.
离婚。
Maybe you don't feel good physically. Something's wrong with you.
在那个时候，或者是你的身体健康出了问题。
Maybe you got to retire from work and you're like, woohoo!
或者是你当退休的时候开心的不得了 woohoo!
Oh, that was pretty good. Big changes.
很大的改变。
Maybe somebody in your life has died.
或者是你生命有亲密的人过世。
It's all hard.
非常痛苦。
It's okay.
但是呢，可以的，你可以胜过。
God's got us in His hands.
神，我们在神的手里面。
And He knows change is hard.
他知道这个改变是非常痛苦的。
There's another word for suffering.
有另外一个字。另外有个字是讲到痛苦。
Change.
其实呢，那个字就是改变。
So if you're filling out your little insert.
如果你现在你的那个周报里面的话。
Another word for suffering is change.
另外一个字就讲到痛苦的另外一个词就是改变。
Now if you have the English version, you got the answers already. Don't look.
如果你是有英文的话，那里面的其实已经有那个答案。
Another word for change is transformation.
另外一个讲到改变的是一个转变。
Another word for transformation is shaped.
另外一个转变的字呢，是讲到怎么样塑造。
Like how you mold clay.
有的时候就像你在做那个 陶瓷。
And maybe you're like me, you're kind of rigid.
有的时候你可能像我一样非常的紧张
and you don't want to be shaped and molded.
或者是你很怕被塑造成一个特别的样式
You just want to keep doing what you're doing.
你就想做维持原状
Another word for change is tribulation.
但另外一个字呢是讲到说你会受一些苦难
We sang about that this morning.
但我们今天早上我们唱到这首诗歌
And so what I'm getting at,
这是我就要跟你分享的是
When you read in the Bible and you see words,
当你在读圣经的时候，当你读到一些话
，like transformation，
那里面讲到转变
，tribulation，
一些苦难
，it all means change，
都是讲到是改变
，and it's hard，
非常难的
，even if it's good，
虽然是对我们知道对我们是好
，even if it's something you want and you worked for， it's still hard。
你虽然是这个是你想要的，但是在过程里面是非常痛苦。
So question for you，
有个问题。
How do you respond when you go through changes in your life?
在你身上有改变的时候，你怎么样回应呢？
Romans chapter 8,
在罗马书第八章
verse
28, 第二十八节。
If you've ever been to church,
如果你从来没有来过教会
，if you've ever read the Bible,
如果你从来没有读过圣经。
If you've ever heard more than three sermons,
and 从来没有听过三次讲到的话
you've heard this verse.
至少你可能会听过这一段圣经
And if you're like me,
比如你像我一样
when you read it,
当你读了
you're like, I don't get it.
我不懂什么意思
It goes like this. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose.
万事都互相效力，叫爱神得益处，是那些凭着神旨意的人。
Now I just rattled off some really bad changes.
我曾经跟你分享到一些不好的一些改变。
Death,
死亡。
Divorce,
离婚。
You lose your job.
你失去你的工作。
You fail a test at school.
你考试失败。
You ask the girl out, she says no.
你跟一个女想要跟女朋友约会，但她跟你拒绝你。
Lots of really bad, hard.
有很多很难的一些改变。
How in the world can God use that for good?
神怎么可以用这些事情最变成好的呢？
And to answer that, I would tell you this.
如果能回答你的话，我要这样说。
I'll give you an example from my life.
我给你一个我自己生命上的一个例子。
23 years ago,
在23年前
my parents died.
我父母亲死亡。
I was young.
我那时候非常年轻。
How in the world can God use that for good?
神怎么会用这样一个死亡的事件变成好的事情呢？
And what I've learned over the last 23 years,
在我过去23年，我学习到一件事。
Is because I went through that suffering.
因为我经过这样的一个痛苦。
I went through that hard change.
我在那就是一个非常难的一个改变里面。
I can now listen to you.
但是呢，我学习到我可以听到别人的痛苦。
When you lose somebody,
当你失去你自己的亲爱的人的时候
and I can feel it,
我可以感觉到
and I can put my arms around you,
我可以把我的双臂拥抱你
and I can pray for you,
我可以为你祷告
and if I didn't go through that,
如果没有经历过这样子，
I would feel bad for you，
我只是会去觉得，对你来有点难过，
but I wouldn't really connect with you，
但是我没有办法跟你同样有这个感觉。
How could I if I didn't go through it？
因为我因为经过了，所以我知道。
That is the greatness of the God that we serve，
这就是一个伟大的神，是我们可以侍奉的。
Even suffering does not go to waste，
甚至在苦难里面都不会是浪费的。
When we are outside of the kingdom of God,
当我们是在神的国度以外的话，
we're going to suffer,
我们还是会有痛苦，
and it's for nothing.
但是呢，我们痛苦是一点用处都没有。
When we're in the kingdom,
但我们在神的国度里的话，
and we're going to suffer,
我们虽然会是受痛苦，
He works it out for His will and His purpose.
但在他的旨意里面，他会让我们爱神的人就得益处。
Somehow He takes the trash of our life,
他甚至把我们生命里面的一些垃圾，
And he turns it into something beautiful.
And 把它变成一个非常美的东西。
That kind of God was not created by man.
And 这个不是，这个神不是人所创造出来的。
Because we wouldn't do things that way.
我们从来不会做出来像这样的事情。
But that's the great God that we serve.
这就是一个伟大的神，是我们所侍奉的。
And maybe you're sitting there and you're thinking, I don't want to be shaped.
And 也许你会说，我不想被神塑造。
I don't want to be molded.
我不想被这样子磨造。
I don't want to change anymore.
我不想要改变。
I'm fine the way I am.
我现在非好得很。
The Bible calls us to trust and obey.
但是神呼召我们去信任他，然后是相信任跟顺服他。
That is so difficult, friends.
非常困难。
Especially when we're suffering physically.
特别是在我们身体上面有苦难的时候。
To trust that God loves us.
And to 相信神还是爱我们。
I don't understand cancer.
我对我来讲，癌症我是没有办法了解。
Or disease.
或者是一些特别的疾病。
Or car accidents.
甚至一些车子出事。
It's so hard.
非常难。
But we're called to trust and obey.
但是神呼召我们要去相信他，去顺服他。
We don't have to have the answers.
虽然我们不一定有这个答案。
Because we know the one that does.
但是我们知道谁有答案。
So either I'm the boss of my life,
要不然的话，我就做我自己生命的主管。
Or God's the boss of my life.
但是让神来做主管。
Proverbs chapter 3.
在箴言书第三章。
This is verse 5 and 6.
在第五到第六节里面。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him and he will make your paths straight.
你要专心仰赖耶和华，不要依靠自己的聪明。在一切所行的事上要认定他，他必指引你的路。
In all your ways submit to him.
在所有一切所行的事上都要认定他。
When I go through change,
当我在经过这样一个改变的时候，
my job is to submit to God.
我需要做的就在神面前顺服。
And to say, not my will, but yours be done.
不是我自己的旨意，是你的旨意来成全。
Just as Jesus did in the Garden of Gethsemane.
就像耶稣在克西马尼园里面所做的。
We are to submit our lives to an unchanging God.
我们需要把我们自己的生命摆在一个永远不会改变的神身上。
Even though our life changes all the time.
虽然我们的生命是常常经历过改变的。
He's like moral rock. He's solid.
他是一个大的磐石，是完全不会动的。
Is God your rock?
神是你的磐石吗？
If not, he wants to be.
如果不是的话，他想要成为你的磐石。
Today is the day.
今天就是这一天。
To say, not my will, but yours be done.
不是靠我自己的心意，而是靠的神。
Think about that for a moment.
让我们好好思想一下。
And I'll be back up here in a few minutes.
我会再回来，几分钟以后回来。